Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, their house was definitely haunted. Was something causing the activity? What could it have possibly been? Was it the man who had died in the house years prior?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, if you'd like to get access to all of our episodes ad-free, check it out, Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. A couple different places to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. This is going to be an interesting one. And it's always interesting when there is something that happens in a home. You almost always go to, well, did somebody die here? But is it always that?
I don't think so. I think a lot of times we think that because that's what movies and stuff like that has taught us. But I think energies can be anywhere, and it can be affected by so many different things, whether it's the land, it's the location, it's the people that are there at that given time. Who knows?
Yeah, a lot of different possibilities. Let's go to the phone call at 855-853-4802.
Hi. I'm from Minnesota. I've been listening to the show a lot lately and thought I would call in with my own story, more of my mother's story than mine, but about strange things that happened in the house that I grew up in. So my parents bought our house that we grew up in Minnesota here in the early 90s. And they know that the man and the wife that lived there before, the husband had died, but we don't know how long ago that happened when they bought the house. But anyway, so we kind of know a backstory that someone has died in this house. But the first thing that happened was after they had my brother and my sister, they had put the kids to bed for a nap one night, and not night, during the day, but my mom went to go and check on the kids while they were sleeping, and the light was on in the room. And when she had put them to bed, the light, I mean, obviously she turned the light off so they could take a nap. And the kids were, I think she said, like, one and less than a year old. They're not too far apart in age, so they couldn't have crawled out of their crib or anything and turned the light on. They were fast asleep. So my mom asked my dad why that had happened, why he turned on the lights, and he said he didn't do it. So she was really confused as to how that happened. There's not really a way to explain that. And then next thing that was kind of strange was that my mom hosted daycare. And after all of the kids were during their nap, they were all asleep, and there was one of the older girls that she was sitting with, and she looks at my mom, and she asks her, why are the bathroom faucets on? My mom kind of, like, listens and hears the water running in the bathroom, and she's like, I don't know, I'll go look. And she goes into the bathroom, and both of them are, like, turned all of the way on, and she goes to check on all of the kids that she does daycare for, and they're all asleep, no one's awake, except for her and the girl that told her about it. So she thought that was really weird, too. Our house isn't very big. You know, if one of the kids got up and went to the bathroom, we would have heard it. Another thing about the house is that all of those strange things kind of happened in this one hallway that connects the majority of the main floor together. And we did have a dog at the time we were growing up, and she would never lay in the hallway. She would only, like, she would avoid it as much as possible, and she would look into it from, like, the top of the stairs that we had leading up to, like, our bedroom attic, or she would look in from one of the living rooms or the kitchen, but she would never go in there, and she always was kind of looking into there like she was skeptical of something. So after my mom and dad, they got a divorce, and my mom was staying at the house by herself with us kids, my mom said she woke up multiple times in the night and could feel someone either sitting at the edge of her bed, or she said there were times where she felt like someone was standing over her. She never saw anything, But she also said that she sleeps with her door open in this hallway that I was speaking about earlier that connects to her bedroom. And she said that she could sometimes, like, she wakes up feeling like as if someone just walked past her room from that hallway. So that was something else strange. But then she started dating my stepdad. And earlier in their relationship, he stayed over one night. And I tried to ask them about this whole situation, and he only vaguely remembers it. But at some point, he felt like he was tapped on the shoulder in the middle of the night, and something told him to, like, go into the living room because he was being too loud or something. He snores really loud. That was just something I've known about forever. But when I asked him about it, he says he doesn't know or doesn't remember a whole lot else besides just he felt like something tapped him on the shoulder and was like, go into the living room. So he went and slept in the living room. That's something he does a lot now. Another thing that happened was when my brother and sister were a little bit older, they were still sharing a bedroom. And one morning, my brother told my mom that he had seen an old woman in his room that night. And then it turns out that my sister said that she also saw the same thing. And again, I asked them about this recently, and my brother said, well, I don't know, I think I saw something, but I immediately buried my head under the covers. But they did say that they saw an older woman in the room at some point, which there would never have been that happen. The only people living in the house is my mom. Also, another time when my mom and my stepdad were in the house, they woke up in the middle of the night because they heard a huge slam. And my mom was freaked out, and she thought someone was trying to break in. So she goes and kind of searches the house. All the kids are asleep. Like, nothing happened. She couldn't find anything that went wrong. But the next day, she gets up to take a shower to go to work and realizes that what that noise that she heard was all of the body washes and shampoos and soaps in our shower had fallen off of, like, one of those over the faucet hangers that people have in their bathrooms. They had fallen off of that, but that was still in place, like, on top of, or, like, of the spout of the shower. But all of the soap and stuff had fallen, but it was all in the middle of the tub. I just don't know how that would happen. All of that stuff would fall off, but the thing that they were sitting on was still intact. So that just doesn't make sense to me. And when I was a little bit older, when I came home from school one day, I heard a big slam out of nowhere, and I kind of got up and looked throughout the house, and I didn't really see anything, but I saw a big whiteboard that we had in our kitchen had fallen over for no reason. I put it right back up because the nails hadn't fallen off or anything, so I don't know, things have kind of fallen over for no reason. My parents also said that we used to have a big stereo that would turn on and off just incessantly. There was no rhyme or reason to it, but it would always turn on and off. The last thing really that would happen, something that I can attest to, is that when my sister used to, when she was a little bit older, she had lived in the upstairs bedroom of her house, which was basically like the attic turned into a bedroom. But, I mean, it's kind of an old house. It's kind of creaky. When she would walk around up there, especially late at night, I could hear, and then, you know, the house was quiet, and I could hear her kind of walking around, staying up late, doing whatever in high school. But after she left for college, I still heard those footsteps, like, very frequently. It just sounded like the same old thing, just her around there walking upstairs, but she wasn't home. And I was asking my parents about this, and they said that they haven't had really anything crazy happen in a while, except for a few weeks ago. My parents, my mom's very anal about locking all of the doors before she goes to bed. She's a super paranoid woman. A few weeks ago, she had, my stepdad went into the living room because he sleeps there sometimes in the middle of the night, and he sees that the front door to her house in the living room, there's like a big wooden door and there's also a screen door, are both just sitting wide open, which is really weird. I mean, they didn't hear anything, and they didn't hear anyone come in, and if they would have, my dog would have started barking and woken up the whole house, because that's what she does. So no one broke in or anything. The doors are just wide open, which is unexplainable, because there is no way that the doors weren't locked before it went to bed. Yeah, so my house was definitely haunted, and I think it's super interesting, and I haven't had anything weird happen to me since.
Obviously, some creepy things that happened while growing up in that house.
Yeah, sounds like they probably had something going on, and the fact that she's moved on and hasn't had anything happen since makes me tend to believe, like, it's not just her over imagination, because if that's what it was, she would be finding those things where she is right now. But since she's not having those experiences, to me, it seems like it's more probable that they actually did have some paranormal stuff going on in that house.
That's a good point, where when it's following all over the place, everywhere you go, you know, I call that like haunted people sometimes. And I think that does happen, but it does separate it out a little bit more as to, you know, why is it just in this building where these sort of things are happening? Could be carbon monoxide, could be a ghost, one of the two.
right. And I also think maybe mom's energy had something to do with it, because it seemed like a lot of times the mother was experiencing these things. Mm-hmm. And in the case where the doors were open, it was something that she did every day. It was very important for her to have those doors locked.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe her energy had something to do with it all too.
Could very well be. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. If you want access to all of our episodes with no commercials and get advanced episodes and the full archive and everything you just binge away on, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts right now. Even try it out for free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.